الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكم أهلكنا من قرية بطرت معيشتها فتلك مساكنهم لم تسكن من بعدهم إلا قليلا وكنا نحن الوارثين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, the rise and the fall of nations, countries, communities, and society is not based on the advancement in technology, the acquiring of weaponry, or the numbers in army. I repeat this. The rise and the fall of nations, communities, society, countries are not based on the advancement in technology, the numbers in the army, or the acquiring weaponry. Rather, the rise of a nation is based on the acquisition of morals, values, and character. And the fall and the decline of a nation is because they have lost their morals, their values, and their character. My respected elders and brothers, when a nation will pick up their morals, values, and character, then the lack of technology and the lack of weaponry and the few numbers in the army will not bring them down and will not cause a fall or be a hindrance in their progress. Similarly, that nation that has advanced in technology, weaponry to its height, and numbers in the army which you can't count, and then they lack morals, they lack values, and they lack character, then the taqdeer and destiny is fall and slump and failure. Then the taqdeer and destiny is fall, failure, and slump. Their technology is not going to bring them up. It's not going to jack them up. It's not going to save them from humiliation, degradation, and being debased. And the other side, live in a desert. Live with primary sources of life. But pick up your morals and pick up your values. Then it's the responsibility of Allah to pick up this nation, to give them respect and to give them a pedestal that mankind will look up to. Brothers, rise and fall is an experience and a sensation that is felt by insan, by human beings. For instance, if I knock the car cannot feel anything, cannot sense anything. And if I shine and wash the car's senses and feelings does not go up. The driver who is behind, he's affected. The driver on the wheel, by the smash and the knock, he's affected. And the driver on the wheel, by the washing and polishing of the car, his senses become high. So rise and fall is a sensation and experience that is experienced by insan. Insan feels that we're going down in life. Insan feels that we're getting respect in life. We're being honored. This is what I am saying. The history of mankind from Adam alayhi salam to this day bears testimony to this line that rise and fall of nations are based on their morals and their values and their character. At-tarikhu yu'idu nafsahu. History will repeat itself at every time and era. This system or this universe, do what we want, is the kingship of Allah. Lahu mulku as-samawati wal-ard. Lillahi mulku as-samawati wal-ard. To Him alone belongs the kingship of the heavens and the earth. For Him alone belongs the kingship of the heaven and the earth. So, the principle and the law that governs this earth is the law set out by Allah. And وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا أَلِفْ لَامْ رَا كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ. Allah's law perfect. Allah's law fair. Allah's law just. No one is going to change it. No political party will come into chair and to presidency and they will change it. No protest march, no rally, no striking. They will not change the system of Allah that governs this earth. And the system of Allah that governs this earth, I repeat and I say again, that a nation will rise, a nation will be prosperous, a nation will gain when they have picked up their morals and their values and their character. A nation is going to fall and their taqdeer is to be in slump and failure when they have lost their morals and they have lost their values and their character. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first surah to be revealed and complete. Yes, the first ayat, اِقْرَى بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ أَلَقٍ اِقْرَى رَبُّكَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ بِالْكَلَمْ أَلَّمَ بِالْكَلَمْ أَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. These are the first ayat. But the surah, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَاهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ. O Mudassir, stand up. So Mudassir in Arabic, Ibn Manzur rahmatullahi alayhi says, تَدَسَّرَتِ الطَّيْرُ الْعُشَّى. It says, you take a bird and the nest of a bird. The wind blew strongly and the nest, the hay of the nest got scattered. So the bird goes picking with its beak each strand of hay and reconstruct the nest. When it reconstructs the nest, then this term is تَدَسَّرَتِ الطَّيْرُ الْعُشْ. It says the bird has reconstructed the nest. The nest of morals and values after the absence of Isa alayhi salam onto this earth has disappeared and become dark. And what is the value? Modesty and the surma of modesty in our eyes. Honesty on our tongue. Love and brotherhood in our heart. Halal in our stomach. Our belt is tied from zina and it only knows the road of its wife and chastity. The hands are free of zulm of other people. And the legs are running towards is Allah. Amanat, trustworthiness, diyanat. These the nest. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ya ayyuhal muddassir, the literal translation, or you who wrapped up in a shawl. And the deeper meaning, the one who is going to reconstruct the nest that Allah wants to exist on this earth, the nest of morals and values. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a span of 23 years, picked his hand up in Hajjatul Wada. And he says, Ala hal ballaqtu? Did I convey this message? Which message? That now, bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent to complete the honorable values and morals that society must have. Not Muslim only. That society and human beings need to have for their prosperity and gain and advancement. Bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. Why he says utammima? Why? There was a sighting of it in existing still, in some of the hearts. So it was there, like the charcoal of a briar. When it goes low, you fan it again, and you fan it properly so the fire comes up so you can briar again. So in the hearts of the people is fitratan. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was fanning the hearts to bring up honesty on their tongues, modesty in their eyes, halal in the stomach, iffat on the belt, chastity, adal, fairness and justice in the hands, and in the heart, love and brotherhood, removing hatred, removing jealousy. Umar radiallahu anhu is that personality that was set down to rest on the 1st of Muharram. He was stabbed on the 27th of Zulhijjah in the Fajr Salah. And he lived 2 days, or you say 2.5 days after that. Umar is that personality that he is that one single person, one single Sahabi. The rest, they be accepted Islam. This one, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for his Islam. Out of 124,000, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give me Umar, so Islam can be honored. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam bi ahadi amrain, with one of the Umars. And if you ask me who I like, I will say I like Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He's that one single personality that in the house of Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, he rushes from his sister's house after smoting her on the face and shedding the blood of his brother-in-law Sa'id ibn Zayd. Then he says, okay, I want to accept Islam. He goes to the house of Zayd bin Arqam. Hamza says, let him come. If he got good intention, then good for him. And if any other intention he's got, then with his own sword we'll take his head out. So he comes, and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam welcomes him and holds him by his scruff. And he says, A'ana al-waqt an tashhada an la ilaha illallah. Has the time arrived, Umar, for you to say la ilaha illallah? He says, A'ana al-waqt. The time has arrived, I say la ilaha illallah. Everyone recited takbir. The streets of Medina shook with the takbir. And they all became happy. So streets of Makkah. So then Jibreel came. He says, O Nabi of Allah, you are happy with the Islam of Umar? He says, yes, we're happy. He says, I can tell you in the heavens also, I'm coming from there, that all the malaika are celebrating the Islam of Umar. All the malaika are celebrating the Islam of Umar. Umar, he's saying in future. Abdullah bin Abbas says that Aksiru zikra Umar. فَإِنْ ذَكَرْتُمُ الْعُمَرْ ذَكَرْتُمُ الْعَدْلِ وَإِنْ ذَكَرْتُمُ الْعَدْلِ ذَكَرْتُمُ اللَّهِ. He says, abundantly make the mentioning of Umar in your gatherings. Because why? When you speak of Umar, you're speaking of justice and fairness in society. And when you speak of justice and fairness, then he's actually speaking about Allah. And from Allah emanates and originates all justice and fairness. Abu Hassan Basri used to say, "Zayyinu majalisakum bi zikri Umar." Adorn your gatherings with the mentioning of Umar. Brothers, the man that brought down the empires of the Roman empires, the Persian empire, the Sasan empire, Misr, ruling 2,200,000 square miles of land, and he's sweeping the masjid. And he sweeps the masjid. That man, Ahnaf ibn Qais, was coming from Iraq. So he says, Umar radiallahu anhu, 11 o'clock in the morning, desert sun. He says, Umar, where are you going? He says that one camel of the Baytul Mal is missing. Umar is going to search for the one camel. We don't know how many shares of the orphans of the Muslims and the widows of the Muslims and the poor of the Muslims is that one camel. And what will happen before Allah when Umar has to stand before Allah? Not to say what we made of our zakat today, that you know what, it's become a commission-based thing. It has been 50-50, 50 admin and 50 zakat. Brothers, Umar radiallahu anhu says that, Ahnaf, you get down your camel also, and let you come with me to assist me to return the camel to the Baytul Mal. When people used to come to the court of Umar, the Mazlum, the oppressed, the man that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he walked in the masjid, on his right side was Abu Bakr, on his left side was Umar. He took the hands of the boat and he lifted up. He says, can you see me? He says, yes, we see you. He says, Hakaza nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. It's like this, we'll be resurrected on the day of judgment. Umar, Abu Bakr on my right side, and Umar on my right side, hand in hand. In one majlis, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha bin Ubaidullah fil Jannah, Zubair ibn Abdullah fil Jannah, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah fil Jannah, Sa'id ibn Zayd fil Jannah. In one majlis, all of them, all 10 Jannatis, the man stands like this, and when the woman comes in the court, and he says, Wa Umara, Umar, I have been denied my haq, I have been oppressed. So Umar in turn used to stand up and put his hand on his back like this. The man is already a jannati. Malaika celebrate his Islam. And he says, Wa labbayka. Wa labbayka. Labbayka, I'm here to do justice. I'm here to sort it out. Otherwise, how am I going to answer before Allah? Brothers, set a precedent. And when he goes, the man who did all this, that brought down all these empires, he stands up in the mimbar, and the people see 14 patches on the clothes of Umar. 14 patches on the clothes of the man who's ruling 2,200,000 square miles of land. The treasures of Parvez Khosrow, the treasures of Anushirwan. Parvez Khosrow built the biggest house in history of man. 40,000 pillars to hold the roof of the house. All his treasures in Medina Munawwara. Did he bring it down with his weaponry, with his technology and 5Gs, and number in the army? Hirkal, in the battle of Yarmouk, when they come defeated, who? The non-Muslim army, the Romans. He says, he asked to them, the أَخْبِرُونِ أَنِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ أَلَيْسُهُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ. Inform me about those people who are fighting you, are they not men like you? He says, Bala, they say, Bala. Of course they are men. Then he asks, he says them, Ahum aksara am antum? Are you all more in number or they? He says, Nahnu aksaru minhum ad'afan fi kulli mawtinin. We are many folds more than them at every occasion. He says, Ma balukum munhazimin. Then why are you defeated? What makes you fall? قَالَ شَيْخٌ مِّنْ عُزَمَائِهِمْ A man, old from amongst them and matured, he stood up and says, أَجَلْ يَا عُمَرْ هُمْ يَسُومُونَ بِالنَّهَارِ وَيَكُومُونَ بِالْلَّيْلِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُوفُونَ بِأَهْدِ وَيَتَنَاصَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَلِأَجْلِ أَنَّنَا نَشْرِبُ الْخَمْرِ وَنَزْنِي وَنَرْكَبُ الْحَرَامِ وَنَزْلِمُ وَنَغْسِبُ وَنَفْعَلُ مَا يُسْكِتُ اللَّهِ وَنَنْهَى مَا يُرْضِ اللَّهِ He says, you know why, Umar, come I tell you. He put his hand up, he says, I'll tell you. He says, you see these people who are fighting us. They only 3,000, we are 300,000. But let me tell you something. These people, yeah, they stand up in the night before their Allah. And they fasting for the enduring the day for the sake of their Allah. They always keep their promises. And they deal justly and fairly. He highlighted this. He says, you see us in the night, we're drinking, we're committing zina, and then we're oppressing people, and then we're not keeping to our word, and then we're doing those things that bring the wrath of Allah. So, hirkal. He says, Sadaqta, you are right. وَإِنْ كَانُوا كَذَٰلِكَ لَيَرِسُنَّ مَا تَحْتَ بَقَدَمَيَّ هَاتَيْنِ If it is like this, these people will inherit my throne one day. These people are going to inherit, that was before. It took 9 days to take victory in battle. 9 days. He says, if they are like that, then what? They will inherit this throne that I occupy, like that Allah made, that the Roman and the Persian Empire come down before those people who were herding camels and sheep. And those people who were doing agriculture, they did not train in any gym. They were not doctors in anything, but they had this. They had morals and values. They were not those people that, you know what, qualified in the field. And then you tear the pocket of a mazloom. Qualified in the field. Then you tear the pocket of that person who's the patient and he's on his dying bed. Is this morals and values? The man is dying and your money is important. The woman is crying and your fees have been stretched. So human values have degraded. There's a moral decadence in human values. If non-Muslims come on this, Allah will give them izzat, because Allah's promise is on morals and values. During the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, I'll complete with this. Two men drag an elderly man into the court of Umar. Says, Umar, this fellow killed our father. Umar says, Ya fulan, ma hadasa? Or so and so, what has happened? He says, you know what? I came with my camel, and outside the orchard we parked. My camel stretched the neck and ate from the bunch of the grapes. So they, his father was sitting down and he threw a rock at the head of my camel. So I took the rock and I flinged it back and it hit his head and he passed away. So Umar says that you got to die then. You took the father's life. So he says, Umar, Raditu bi hukmillah wa rasulihi. I am happy with the hukam of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salam. Amhilni salasata ayyam. Give me respite for 3 days. I got brothers who are orphans and there's wealth that is kept as a treasure. I need to show them before my life is taken. It says, Ahadir may yadmanuka wa may yakfaluka. Get present over here, someone who stand guarantee and give surety for you. You can go for the 3 days, but your life is going to be taken. So he looks around, he can't find anyone. Abu Zar Ghifari says, I'll stand I will stand surety for him. He goes 3 days past the sunset of the third day. Everyone is looking. Abu Zar is looking at Umar. Umar is looking at Umar. Umar is looking at Abu Zar. Perspiration on their forehead. He jogs into the court and he says, Amir Umar. So Umar asked him, what brought you at this last stage also? He says, I did not want it to be spoken, إِنَّ الْوَفَا قَدْ مَاتَ فِي الْأُمَّةِ, that fulfilling your word and keeping your word has died in the ummah so close to the time of Rasulullah s.a.w. So therefore I make sure I come and keep my word. So he says, Abu Zar, you did not know him. What made it so that you stand up and stand surety? He says, I did not want it to be spoken that so close to the time of Rasulullah s.a.w. قَدْ مَاتَتِ الْمُرُوَةُ, that brotherhood and that manlihood to stand for your next Muslim brother has died in the ummah. So therefore I made sure I stand for him. Those two boys came and they said, oh Umar, we forgive him and we pardon him. He says, the boys, what's your story? Why you pardon him all of a sudden? He said, we did not want it to be spoken that so close to the time of Rasulullah s.a.w. قَدْ مَاتَتِ السَّمَاحَةُ فِي الْأُمَّةِ, to forgive and overlook, has died in the ummah. So therefore we made sure we come. Brothers, Allah's qasam, and it's the sunnah of Allah, that if man picks up honesty on his tongue, modesty in his eyes, halal in his stomach, his belt is tied, insaf and justice in his hands, and his rig knows only the direction of Allah, then Allah's qasam is Allah's responsibility. Live in a shack and have old model cars, Allah will give izzat. And on the other hand, it's Allah's qasam that Allah will humiliate and Allah will degrade and Allah will take the water away. Allah will take the electricity away. Allah will cause the roads to dilapidate. Allah will move people in government to punish us. When there's lies on our tongue and there's immodesty in our eyes and haram and halal is mixing in our stomach and the belts are not tied, there's zina all around. And this hand only knows injustice and is only robbing and cheating. Then it's Allah's custom to degrade and humiliate such a nation, even though they read 5 times salah. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us all tawfiq, brothers. Make tawbah and say that this year, this new year, we will pick up morals and values. The man who occupied this seat, wallah, he stood with morals and values. Anyone is down in the grave, 12 years has passed, we still remember the morals and values that is spread in our society. He has left a big gap amongst us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.